With KCLU News, I'm Lance Orozco. Santa Barbara County officials are talking about the county's surge in coronavirus cases during the last week. They say the situation is worrisome, but under control. They've confirmed 2,712 coronavirus cases, about half of all cases on the Central and South Coast. The latest update shows 81 cases during the most recent 24-hour period. Santa Barbara County's total includes about 1,000 cases linked to the federal prison complex in Lompoc. County officials say they are, of course, concerned, but when it comes to one of the key warning indicators, the outlook is good. Santa Barbara County Public Health Officer Dr. Henning Anzorg.
When comparing the increase in new COVID positive results to the increase in hospitalizations for COVID-19, it is obvious that the relative increase in hospitalizations is in fact slightly lower from May, percentage-wise. The virus is definitely more widespread, but only a small fraction of these cases will need hospital-level care. The percentage of COVID-positive people who do require hospitalization has remained stable over the past 2 weeks and actually gone down from May.
Santa Barbara County officials say there is a coronavirus testing issue. They are rolling back having testing wide open to those who want it, to those who really need it. The county's director of emergency medical services, Nick Clay, says those who are at little or no risk are swamping testing sites.
Unfortunately, the worried well, the individuals who are curious about if they have it currently or not, but aren't symptomatic, haven't had an exposure, aren't at risk, are unfortunately coming in volume that prevents individuals who do need that test. We still encourage individuals to get tested. However, we are asking only to get tested if you have had a risk of an exposure, you are feeling unwell, you've been asked by public health or other medical professionals to direct you to get a test.
Santa Barbara County officials say the keys to keeping coronavirus in check are in the public's hands. It includes staying at home as much as possible, social distancing and masks, all important as we move into the holiday weekend. Stay up to date 24/7 on news from the Central and South Coast on Twitter at KCLU News and at KCLU.org.